Last Wednesday night, Ben Frost, the Director of Youth and Young Adults for the Diocese of Winona, was here at St. Felix to talk to all of our junior high and high school students. And Ben told a story about one of his friends from northern Minnesota who had the courage to pray with his teammates at center court at the end of every basketball game. And by the last game of the season, everybody in the gym was praying at the end of the game. And then Ben read for us the story about Jesus walking on water toward the apostles in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. The apostles were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Ben's very inspiring message to our young people, and I know some of you got to be here on Wednesday night. Ben's inspiring message on Wednesday night was about the virtue of courage. He inspired all of us to grow in the virtue of courage, to live our Catholic faith. If you want an outstanding example of courage from the Bible, you have to look no further than today's first reading from the Old Testament book of Maccabees. This is a glorious story, and I recommend that sometime this week you read the entire chapter 7 from the second book of Maccabees. The story takes place only 150 years before the birth of Christ. The king of Syria, Antiochus Epiphanes IV, took his army, marched into Jerusalem, and desecrated the temple. He took away the golden altar, the lampstand for the light, the offering table, and the golden incensers. He burnt the scrolls of the law. He offered pagan sacrifices on the sacred altar and dedicated the temple in Jerusalem to Zeus. He prohibited anyone to celebrate the Sabbath or Jewish feast days. Whoever refused was sentenced to death. Now, unfortunately, most of the Jews were cowards and were afraid to stand up against the evil ways of King Antiochus Epiphanes IV. But not everybody was a coward. Not the seven brothers and their saintly mother. They were arrested, tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. "Come on, you guys, what's the big deal? Just eat a little bit of pork. It's not going to hurt you. Just a little tiny bit of pork. Come on, it's the other white meat. Come on." And the oldest brother said, "What do you expect to achieve by questioning us? We are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors." And so the king tortured those seven brothers one at a time. I won't get into all the cruel tortures here. You can go read it, chapter 7 of the second book of Maccabees. What courage those seven brothers had. Even the king marveled at the courage of the brothers because they regarded their sufferings as nothing. As the first brother was dying, the brothers and their mother encouraged one another to die bravely, saying, "The Lord God is looking on us, and he truly has compassion on us." When the last of the seven brothers, the youngest, was left to die, King Antiochus Epiphanes appealed to the mother, urging her to advise her boy to save his life. The king said, "This is your last boy. Go tell him it's okay to eat just a little tiny, teeny bit of pork." And so the mother leaned down to her last remaining son and said in her native language, Hebrew, so that Antiochus Epiphanes couldn't understand it because he spoke Greek. The mother said in Hebrew to her boy, "Don't be afraid of this executioner, my son. Be worthy of your brothers and accept death so that in time of mercy I may receive you again with them." She said, "Don't you dare give in. Courage, my son. Die bravely." The author of the second book of Maccabees says, "Most admirable and worthy of everlasting remembrance was the mother who saw all of her sons perish in a single day, yet bore it courageously because of her hope in the Lord. Filled with a noble spirit that stirred her womanly heart with manly courage, she exhorted each of them in the language of their forefathers." Wow. What an example of courage. I think the mom is the hero of the whole story. Thanks be to God for moms who encourage us to do the right thing. Thanks be to God for the mother of the seven brothers, who, like our blessed mother on the cross, stood by her son in his darkest, most painful hour and encouraged him not to give up. She didn't give in to her emotions. She didn't cry out like the other people, "Get down from that cross." She encouraged her son, Jesus, to do the Father's will and to save the human race. What courage. In the traditional Latin Mass calendar, did you know that there's a feast day for these seven brothers? August the 1st. Every year on August the 1st in the traditional Latin Mass calendar, every year we celebrate the noble courage of these seven brothers. They're some of my heroes, some of the men that I look up to. Can we as Catholics say we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors? You remember on All Saints Day, St. John Bosco's saintly student, St. Dominic Savio, the one who had such a desire to be a saint. St. Dominic Savio said on his first communion day, "Death, but not sin." Death, but not sin. Are we ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors? So sadly, myself included, so sadly, we would rather eat a little meat on a Friday than die. We would rather miss a Sunday Mass here and there or a holy day of obligation than die. We'd rather steal and cheat and lie rather than die. We'd rather commit adultery than die. We'd rather kill somebody else than die ourselves. Are we ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors? I often hear, "I stand up for what I believe in." And I say, that's kind of dangerous to say that. It's okay if you believe in all and everything that Jesus tells you, but it's a problem if you stand up for something that's wrong, that Jesus wouldn't approve of. Stand up for Jesus, for all and everything that Jesus reveals to us. Pray for the gift of courage to do the right thing, not the easy thing, not the things that you just like or agree with. Stand up for all that Jesus tells you is right and true and good and beautiful. Pray for an increase in that beautiful gift of courage. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, fortitude or courage. Pray for that gift. That's what Ben was telling us on Wednesday night. Pray for the gift of courage to become a blaze within you. And encourage one another. You know, in Italy, they have a great expression. I don't know if any of you were Italian, but so often I hear the Italians say, "Coraggio! Coraggio!" You know, they say that to you when you're going to go to work in the morning, or when you're going to take a test, or when you're going to cross the street. They say, "Coraggio!" Which just means courage. Take courage. Just as the seven brothers and their mother encouraged one another to die rather than violate the laws of God, we want to encourage one another to do the right thing. St. Paul told us today, in his second letter to the Thessalonians, that Jesus encourages us too. That's what he said. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Most of all, Jesus encourages us. Jesus is the one who says to us, coraggio, take courage. Do not be afraid.